James specifically God told me to tell you is that if you'll learn to tithe, if you will learn to tithe, God will make you rich. Now, it's a learned thing. It doesn't just mean, because I've tithed before and it seemed like it did nothing, right? But then when you learn to tithe by putting God first place in your finances, I hope you can hear it, and this can apply to people out there too, but if you learn to tithe, learn to tithe, God will make you rich. It's part of his covenant with him. He's a rich God, and he makes his people rich. Are you here?
Yes.
All right. Well, wasn't that fun? Can't say I didn't say it. I said it. You'd be surprised how many times I get to say things that I probably didn't really want to say them or didn't know how to say them, but I don't want to go home and have him start telling me that I didn't do what he told me to do. Are you here?
Yes.
So, Romans. I think this is probably the second in a series that we're starting. Last week we've kind of started it, kind of muddled about in it. Faith to translate. Remember, and I talked about faith. When you translate from sickness to health, it's actually a translation that takes place. Mm-hmm. Right? Faith to translate, and you do it by faith. You go from faith to faith. So did you find Romans chapter 1? Romans chapter 1. And so several of these verses will kind of go through them real quick, because I want to get up to where we need to be today, and this is going to be exciting. I'm excited about it. Romans chapter 1, you there? Mm-hmm. Verse 17, let's pray. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I thank you that you wrote this word, and I thank you that it's ministering to us right now. I ask you to open our ears that we may hear it and be obedient to you, the Spirit of the living God in the earth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, for herein is the righteousness of God revealed from what?
Faith to faith,
from one faith to the next faith. You understand that's what he's talking about?
Yep.
He didn't just stutter here. He said from faith to faith. So you got one faith. Say, I got one faith.
I got one faith.
Which, how'd that faith come? By hearing the word of God. And then I'm gonna go from that faith to the next faith. It's progressive. Are you one of those progressive preachers? Yeah, if you're talking about faith, right? We're gonna go from faith to faith, and we can see this a lot, you know, even in your life. Maybe you first, you know, you heard about salvation, so you got saved in the blood of Jesus. Then you heard about the Holy Ghost, so you got filled with the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
Then hopefully you heard about healing and you got healed, right? But if you didn't have healing preached to you, you probably wouldn't know that much about it. And if it's not preached in your church, you're certainly not going to go from that faith, from the faith you were at, say the faith I was at,
the faith I was at,
to where I need to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is healed.
Yes.
What if they don't preach youth renewal at your church? Probably not going to be that much of it. Because youth renewal is one of those things you got to get on it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got to get on it. And you got to hold it before your eyes. It's like anything with the word of God. You don't let it roll away. Anyway, so faith to faith. Some of the things we're going to be dealing with today goes even beyond that. What if you never heard about Holy Ghost worship? Are there any people out there never heard of Holy Ghost worship? Yeah, and a lot of times I'll say it, and I'll hear comments online all the time. They think it's something that it's not what I'm talking about. It's not the worship portion of the service with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
It's literally knowing that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today and worshiping him because he's God. Well, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
But there's a faith that takes you there. How would faith take you there? How'd you get there? That's how many times have I asked that. How'd you get to worshiping the Holy Ghost? By the word of God pointing the direction. You got faith for it. So anyway, we go from faith to faith. So you can see the progression. It doesn't just end with one faith, and that could imply from faith to faith, to faith to faith, to faith to faith. It doesn't end, right? It just continues to the next one.
Okay.
And then go to 2 Corinthians. You're in Romans. Go to 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Any good verses here? 17's good. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty or freedom. Now, can you imagine that if you had more understanding of the Spirit of the Lord, or the Spirit Lord? That's literally what it says. So many times we go, Spirit of the Lord. Well, those "of" those aren't really in there, just means the Spirit Lord. We understand who He is. He's the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
So if we have more understanding of Him as Lord, then we're going to have more liberty, more or less, right? Imagine that God had healing. Use your mind for a second. Does God have healing?
Yes.
What if I know about Him more? Mm-hmm. What do I get?
More healing.
More healing. Does God have youth renewal?
Yes.
If I know Him more, what do I get?
More
youth renewal. See, I go from where the Spirit of the Lord is, or to the degree the Spirit of the Lord is, right? There is this degree of liberty, or this degree of freedom. How about prosperity? When you learn that God is a wealthy, prosperous God. I don't know how people don't know this. They know about heaven, right?
Yes.
Then you can go from glory. Well, and then look at verse 18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, Lord who? Lord Holy Ghost, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? Remember the other verse we just read? It said we go from faith to faith. Here it says we go from glory to glory. How do you suppose we go from one glory to the next glory? By faith. That's kind of where my message was last week. Hebrews. You all right looking in the scriptures? Hebrews. It takes faith to go from one level of glory to the next level of glory, which means if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word, right? Then you must have the word. Listen, you must have the word on the next level of glory to go there. It's why some churches stall out, because they don't have the word on the next level of glory. They can't go to healing, and that should be well established by now. They certainly can't go to prosperity unless they have the word of God on prosperity. You go to that level of glory based on the word. You go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Say that. From faith to faith,
from faith to faith,
from glory to glory.
Glory to glory.
And when does it stop? It doesn't stop.
Right.
Right? Even though I know God is a God of prosperity, can that expand?
Yes.
To how big? To how big God is, right? Because here, there it said from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So it expands all the way to God's faith, all the way to God's glory. All right, are you here?
Yes.
All right. Hebrews 11, did you find it? Hebrews chapter 11, the great faith chapter. Let's look at verse 5. Five, we always look at six. I know, let's look at five. By faith, Enoch was translated. And when I'm talking about translation here, we'll get into what we're really talking about, but last week I talked about this a little bit. You're literally being translated from one faith to the next faith, right? From one glory to the next glory. Enoch just happened to get translated from the final glory to the final glory.
That's right.
Do you understand? But the translation process was the same, because it says by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated. Who translated him? God had translated him. For before, what does that mean?
Yeah,
Well, that means before his translation, or before the translation took place, he had a testimony. He had this testimony that he pleased God. And then we have the verse that we all read, but without faith it's impossible to please him. What is verse 6 talking about? Translation. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Where would faith for translation come? By the word on translation. Are you getting this? So if we are ever to be translated as the body of Christ or the church or believers, what's going to have to come first? The word concerning it. What if people don't want to hear it? Then they can't go there. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Now this will apply to every area of your life, and eventually the whole part of your life will be translated, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now people talk about the rapture and those kind of things. Well, Enoch is a type of that. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Enoch is a type of the rapture, but he said he was translated by faith because he had a testimony that pleased God. And that what pleased God must have been that it was God's will for him to be translated. All right. Faith to translate. Are you getting this? Now, I have much, 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 much more to say here about Enoch. In fact, I preached a whole message on Enoch before. 6 messages, I believe. And I got a lot more since then. But for time's sake, and we can't really get into that right now, we will eventually. Don't you think Enoch would be a good person to study if you're in the time in the earth when you're supposed to be translated from glory to glory? Let me ask you a simple question. Are you supposed to be translated from glory to glory?
Yes.
Is that your job?
Yes.
You're supposed to know the Holy Ghost, the Lord Holy Ghost, as God, to the degree where you're translated from one glory to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From one, whatever the glory is, maybe it's, you know, just healing, from sickness to healing.
Mm-hmm.
From lack to superabundance. Say superabundance.
Superabundance.
Say superabundance.
Superabundance.
Super superabundance.
Super superabundance.
What does God have? Well, if you have abundance and you're translated to the next level of glory, what is it? Superabundance.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I came to give you life and that you have it more abundantly. It literally means more than enough. You have enough, but you need more than enough, right? So if you're supposed to be, we know that we're supposed to go from glory to glory to glory. Well, where does that end? Where would it end? Logically, it ends in glory, the glory. It ends in the glory of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're changed from his image, from one glory to the next, to the next, to the next. Are you here?
Yes.
What's your job? To be changed from into his image, from glory to glory. And if the final changing is his glory, then at some point, if we do what we're supposed to do, where are we supposed to end up? In his glory, translated like Enoch. Are you here? This will be fun. So if you go find 1 John, well, that's what these messages are about. We're supposed to be translated from one level of glory to the next by the Spirit of the Lord. Say, by the Spirit of the Lord.
By the Spirit of the Lord.
Meaning knowing him, knowing how he works, knowing who he is, what he does, knowing his scriptures. Well, we don't believe that in our church. Well, don't worry about it. You won't have it. How many people were translated in Enoch's day? Well, Enoch. Right? But we're supposed to be a type of Enoch in the last day.
That's right.
And the more you find out about Enoch, it wasn't just a one-time occurrence. He went into the Spirit and came out. He went into the Spirit and came out. And suppose he was being changed every time. Oh yeah, he went into the Spirit, came out, went into the Spirit. Finally, what he said, everything about him pleased God, and he just stepped over. God took him. Are you here?
Yes.
Is this any good? Well, my church doesn't believe that. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You don't have to be translated. I guess you can rip out, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 too. We change from glory to glory. To glory to glory. So, as I'm did you find 1 John? Mm-hmm. As I'm writing down notes, I write down notes throughout the week as I believe God speaks to me, and I was sitting there, you know, and I just asked him. I said, talking to the Holy Ghost, you ever talk to the Holy Ghost? We'll start. If you haven't, talk to the Holy, he's God in the earth today. He's the one with whom you have to do, right?
Yes.
And if God speaks to you, who was it?
The Holy Ghost.
You need to get to know him. How are you gonna be changed from glory to glory into his image, and if you don't know him, right? Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'm worshiping the Holy Ghost. I do it every morning. Holy Ghost, I worship you. Holy Ghost, I worship you. You know, and then I just asked him that. I said, are you not God? It's a legitimate question, right? You know, because everybody goes, oh, he's the Spirit of God. He's the anointing of God. He's the gift of God. Everybody uses this word of, and so many times it's not even in, you know, the Greek. God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. Those that worship him in spirit and truth, right? So I just simply asked him the question. I said, are you not God? Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Follow me here, because we're going somewhere. Because if he's not God, then we shouldn't worship him. But the fact is, if you ask the Holy Ghost if he's God, even your doctrine, if you're from some other denomination, knows the fact is he is God. They baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I saw a Catholic service doing that the other day. Everybody knows it. The Holy Ghost is God. Are you here?
Yes.
So is it wrong to worship God? Of course not. Are you here?
Yes.
So when you go, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you are not wrong. You're actually doing something that a majority of people aren't doing, which will take you someplace that the majority of the people can't go. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you here?
Yes.
1 John. Then he gave me this verse of scripture. Are you not God? Okay, hallelujah. For what did I say? 1 John? 1 John 1. And let's look at 1 John 2. One's a very short chapter. Look at that. 1 John 2 and verse 12. Are you ready for this? I write unto you, little children. Who'd he say? Little children. Because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Who did he write that to? The little children. Should the young adults already know this?
Yes.
Yeah. How about the fathers in the faith?
Yes.
Should they know their sins are forgiven? Yeah. Look at this. It says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Well, that's something a little child in the, we're talking about the body of Christ, a little child in the body of Christ should know. Someone who just came in. In fact, that's one of the ways they got in. It is the way they got in. Right?
Yes.
And he goes on, he says, I write unto you fathers. Now, who are fathers? Are they little children? No, they're the ones that are mature. I write unto you fathers because you have known him that is from the beginning. Meaning what? From way back in the beginning. Where's the beginning? Adam and Eve, the beginning, creation, the beginning. Say the beginning.
The beginning.
What was that, the Father? Was that Jesus? Who was it? Who walked with them? Holy Ghost was from the beginning. He said the fathers. Meaning, so you got a progression here. I'm getting ahead of myself, but you've got the young ones, then you got the medium age ones, then you got the fathers who are the most mature, right? Supposedly. I know, we all know fathers who are not mature, but we have fathers who are supposed to be the most mature. They knew the one that was from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13, I write unto you fathers because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you young men because you have overcome the wicked one.
Mm-hmm.
right? So the young men, they're starting to learn not just that their sins are forgiven, but they've overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Well, wait a second here. Is the Father, did when he said to the fathers that you would know the one from the beginning, is that the Father? It couldn't be the Father, because he said the little children would know the Father. Are you here?
Yes.
In fact, Jesus went around and preached all the time, know the Father, know the Father. None of them were born again, and they had to know the Father. You get born again, your sins are forgiven, you know the Father. And what happens afterwards? You receive the Holy Ghost, and as you mature, you begin to know the one that is from the beginning. Can you see this?
Yes.
What's God's plan for his people? Is to stay babies?
No.
Or even just to know that they've overcome the wicked one by the word of God?
No.
No, it is to know him that is from the beginning, who is the Holy Ghost. Let me read this in order here again. Verse 13, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you've known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, again, because you have known him that is from the beginning. That's all he gives them. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God's abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So the middle-aged ones, or the young men, are learning about the word of God. And many people would say Jesus is the word of God, you understand? And they overcome the wicked one. But as they mature, we go from babyhood to young adulthood, and then we're supposed to go to manhood or fatherhood, you understand? What's the progression here? To end up knowing the one that is from the beginning. I hope you're getting this.
Yes.
So God's will is to grow up. And the problem with this kind of message is people aren't growing up, and so they just like to stay where they're at. Ephesians chapter 4, we won't turn there, but he said he gave gifts unto men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, that you may all grow up in the faith, right? Well, if we grow up in the faith, we're going to know him that was from the beginning. Okay, I'm just trying to give you a progression here, why we're where we're at right now. Because we've come through, let's say, the word of faith movement, and now we've learned about the word of God, how we've overcome the evil one. You understand? Now it's time to grow up and learn about him that is from the beginning. Knowing him is a grown-up message. You all right with that?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing him is a grown-up message. But this is where our faith is progressing to. Do you see that? Where must our faith be progressing to?
Mm-hmm.
That your sins are forgiven? So imagine a church that that's all they preach. And are there churches that preach that? Your sins are forgiven, your sins are forgiven. What are they going to end up with? A bunch of babies. What if they preach their sins are forgiven, and then you know, the word of faith, so they can use the word as a tool to defeat the enemy?
Amen.
And you'll have a lot of young adults running around. Spiritually speaking, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But they're never gonna go. Listen, they're never gonna go to the place of real maturity until they learn about him that is from the beginning. And when you learn that he is God and that he was from the beginning, what are you gonna do? You're gonna worship him. And what's that gonna do? That's gonna translate you from one glory to the next glory that they can't go to, because they won't go there. Are you here? Can you see, at a minimum, that this is where our faith is progressing towards? Knowing him, the Holy Ghost, is a grown-up message. A lot of people don't want to grow up. But we go from faith to faith. We go from glory to glory. And if you want to get to glory, glory, you got to go through the other glories.
Mm-hmm.
And they all go through him, the Holy Ghost, that is from the beginning. Are you here? All right. Galatians chapter 3. You know, it's not possible to go from glory to glory without the word that takes you from one glory to the next glory. You have to hear the word on it. That's how God does stuff. So, Galatians chapter 3. Verse 2, this only would I learn of you, received ye what? The Spirit, or who I should say, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How'd you receive the Spirit? By the hearing of faith. You heard there was a Spirit. Remember in Acts chapter 19, they were all like, we didn't even know there was a Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Paul told them about the Holy Ghost, then they received the Holy Ghost. Okay. Right? This what I learned of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? That's how they began. Now look at this, verse 3, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? How did they begin? By faith. Mm-hmm. Are you here?
Yes.
With the Spirit. Say, how'd they begin?
How did they begin?
By faith.
Okay.
With the Spirit. Say,
they began.
By faith. With the Spirit. Foolish. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now, say now, made perfect by the flesh? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Or the word, other words say, by dependence on the flesh. Are you going to be made perfect or mature? Are you here? That's what the word means. It literally means mature, and we're talking about going on to maturity. Are you going to be made mature by dependence on the flesh? No, you will be made mature by dependence on the Spirit. We go from faith to faith to glory by dependence on the Holy Ghost. Having begun, I've preached on that. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now reaching or making advances or advancing to maturity by dependence on the flesh? No, you're advancing to maturity by dependence on the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Knowing the Spirit, being changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Are you getting this?
Yes.
I think we're getting some of this across. The faith in, trust in, and knowing the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is how you would make advances. He said, you know him. That's from the beginning. Say, know him.
Know him.
Know him who? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, are you God? Yeah, he is God. He's the one from the beginning. See, it's a mark of maturity to even ask that question, because I'm looking for an answer. Are you God? Yes, I'm God. I'm the one from the beginning. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Babies don't get it. How about people that should be grown up by now, but have reverted back to being babies?
Mm-hmm.
They won't get it either. All right, let's just read on here. So, having begun in the Spirit, we're gonna be make advances by the Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we began by faith in the Spirit. Now we're gonna make advances by faith in the Spirit. Say, I make advances
by increased faith
in the Spirit. Well, to have increased faith, you must have increased revelation and word and understanding about the Spirit to go to the next level of glory. Are you here? Pretty sure you're here. Verse 4, having suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit. Who is this talking about? It would be a minister of God, one of the fivefold ministries, for instance. You understand? He's ministering to you what?
The Spirit.
He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you. The miracles happen after the faith and the Spirit being ministered to you, right? Does he it by the works of the law or the hearing of faith?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you getting this?
Yes.
Would you say the working of miracles would be an advance in your life? Who works miracles among you, ministers to you the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm ministering you to the word, I'm ministering to you the spirit that wrote the word. You understand? And faith comes accordingly. Every advance onto perfection. Let's say we're at where we're at. Is that perfection? Then we're going to make advances towards perfection. Say advances,
advances.
toward perfection. How's that going to happen? By the Spirit being ministered and faith. Faith in the Spirit and moving on. It takes faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And if you don't hear these messages, you can't be changed, or in other words, translated into that message. You understand? All right. So each faith that you come up to is a threshold. You know what a threshold is? It's like right before the door. Say it's before the door.
It's before the door.
I'm gonna go over the threshold. When I go over the threshold, where am I? In the other room, right? So each faith or each glory is a threshold that you must go over. And how do we go over it? Come on, by faith. Each threshold is another measure of glory, and we go over it by faith. The supernatural happening is in that threshold, is in that room, right? Mm-hmm. Supernatural happenings. They're over that threshold. So wherever you're at today, I don't care what level of glory you're on, the next level is a supernatural happening. Remember, he said ministered to you the Spirit and works miracles among you. So wherever you are, your next level at going into over that threshold into the next level of glory is a miracle, is a supernatural happening. It could be an answer, a supernatural answer to something you didn't have before. Could be a supernatural cure. It could be a supernatural deliverance. But the key here is supernatural. Mm-hmm. Supernatural fixes. That's a good word. It fixed something. You don't even know how it got fixed. It just got fixed. Mm-hmm. You had this issue. Hey, it got fixed. I don't know how it got fixed. But I stepped over that threshold. Supernatural happening took place. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Supernatural prosperings. I don't know if that's a real word, but I like it. Right? You step over that level and something supernatural happened that prospered you. Right?
Yes.
So you're being changed, you're being transformed as you go over that threshold from one glory to the next glory, from one faith to the next faith. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? You go from bound to free. You go from sick to healed. You go from an old age problem to the youth renewed in that area, right? You go from poor to rich. Supernatural happens by the Spirit of the Lord and by faith. Is this any good?
Yes.
So there's many types of redemption. You understand that? Because you'll say redemption in some churches, they go, their mind is redemption, I get saved to go to heaven. I'm good with that, if that's all you want, you know. Go on, there is more. Many types of redemption, you know, being redeemed from sickness and disease, right? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You're redeemed from sickness and disease. What makes you? What does that make you? Healed. What if you're redeemed from old age? What does that make you? Young, youth renewed. What if you're redeemed from poverty and lack? Prosperous and abundance, no lack. Right? Many types of redemption, many glories to glories to glories. Say glories to glories to glories.
Glories to glories to glories.
Right? And heaven is one type of glory, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What's there? A little bit of poverty? Mm-hmm. Nothing. And so when you've gone, so hold on here. We're talking about many types of redemption. Do you understand this? Many types of redemption, things you can be redeemed from. How about redeemed from problems? How about redeemed from, you know, things coming against you and defeating you? Weapons formed against you. Those kind of things, right? Can you be redeemed from that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Many types of redemption. Are you still here?
Yes.
There's many types of redemption. When I'm redeemed from one, I go to another level of faith, another level of glory. You getting this? All right. But I'm talking about the highest type of redemption. There's many types of redemption, but I'm pointing my laser pointer, if I had one, right on the highest point of redemption. Delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Is that in your Bible?
Yes.
Yes, it is in your Bible. Why is it in your Bible? So we can ignore it and pretend it's for somebody else. No, it is part of the glory that we're supposed to go to. I hope you're hearing this. We're supposed to go to this glory and live in that glory. Delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. How are we going to go to that level of glory? By faith. It's not going to change. How is Enoch translated from one level to the next? By faith. Are we going to have the faith if we don't hear it? All right. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. Faith by hearing, and hearing preached. You got to hear it preached. Enoch was a preacher. Well, I'm going over. Are you coming with me? I've experienced some of it, but I intend to experience more of it. Right? Remember, Enoch went in, came out, went in, came out, went in, came out, went in, came out. Well, how many times? I guess it doesn't matter. He did it for 300 years.
Yeah.
It's not going to take us that long because he wasn't even born again. He didn't have the Spirit of God like we do. It's not going to take us that long if we'll get on with it. But the problem is you got to have faith for it. Amen. And if you're going to have faith for it, you got to have the word for it. I'm giving you the word. That's why I'm going to so many scriptures. Delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Remember, so we're changed. When the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. It's a glorious liberty that we can be changed into. You getting this? I'm going over. So like Enoch, we must learn how to get there and go there again and again and again and be changed from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from glory to glory. Well, seems like a lot. Well, what else are you going to do? And there's benefits on every single level of glory. So I'm going over. Are you coming with me? That's where we're going. I just wanted to get my sins forgiven and go to heaven. Well, you're a baby, and that's fine. It's okay. We were all babies at one time. Well, I want to learn how to use the word and believe God for my finances and kick the devil in the teeth. Well, good. And then you'll be a young adult. But if you want to grow up where we're supposed to be, where should we be as the body of Christ in this day and age? What have we been doing? Right? We should be mature, which means we should know him more and more, that is from the beginning, and be changed into his liberty. Right? So we're going over, I'm going over, you're coming with me. I like it better that way. I'm going over, you're coming with me. Like Enoch, we must learn how to get it, to get there, to go there again and again, and we know it was by faith. Go to Exodus. See if I can get some of this out today. So you suppose this should be the last message anybody ever hears on this. How could it be? If we're literally, I mean, literally, I find it flabbergasting that right before our great faith verse in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, what we all know and quote, without faith it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We all know that verse, right? Right before it, mm-hmm. Enoch. Translated by faith. Did you find Exodus 33? Knowing him that's from the beginning. Is this any good? Would it be good to know him that's from the beginning? What are you going to find out when you know him that's from the beginning, who he is? Who is he? He's the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today. He was at the beginning, and now he's the one at the end. The end's like the beginning. The beginning's like the end. Very similar. Exodus chapter 33. And remember, we're being changed from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Whose glory are we being changed into, by the way?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost's glory. Did the Holy Ghost say anything about healing?
Yes.
And when we're changed by faith, by the word he said about healing, what image are we changed into when you're healed? His image, right? That's a whole message there. Anyway, so let's go to in Exodus 33 verse 18. Did I say that yet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good. Otherwise you've read it already. Exodus 33:18, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Mm-hmm. Who's this? This is Moses talking to God saying, hey, show me your glory. I want to see your glory. Mm-hmm. Verse 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. He said, show me your glory, and God said, no. Is that what he said? No, he said, he answered the question, said, I will make all my goodness. So what would all my goodness be? His glory. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Now, all of God's goodness, what would that be? Would some of that be wisdom, maybe ability, power? How about healing? They have healing. Yes. His goodness. How about prosperity? Yes. Deliverance. Yes. Deliverance from your enemies. Yes. Are you seeing this? And we know that other times he manifested himself in a cloud. But my point here is that out of the Spirit comes all goodness. Are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the Spirit comes all goodness, all power, all wisdom, all wealth, all riches, all healing, all youth renewal, all whatever else you think is good and needful.
Mm-hmm.
You still here?
Yes.
All these things come out of the Spirit. Now, if they come out of the Spirit, where must they of necessity be?
In the Spirit.
Right. If it came out of it,
mm-hmm.
it had to be
in it.
So if they came out of him, which is a better way to say it, what must they be? In him. In him is life. In him is eternal life. In him. Are you here?
Yes.
So if it comes out of him, it must be in him. Now, and where are we going to? We're changed from glory to glory into his image. We're going into him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? If it comes out of the Spirit, it will work every time. Because sometimes, you know, like healing things don't necessarily work, or prosperity things don't necessarily work. But if it comes out of the Spirit, it will work every time. I hope you can hear that. Say, if it comes out of the Spirit,
it
will work
every time.
There's a threshold there that you stepped over, and it came out of that place, out of the Spirit, and it worked.
Amen.
Because it was the Spirit of God working it. It can't not work.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You think you can find Zechariah? Hallelujah. Toward the end of the Old Testament, a few books back, Zechariah. If it comes out of the Spirit, so it's in the Spirit. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The glory that you need is in the Spirit. Moses said, show me your glory. He showed him all his goodness. So all the goodness was in there. If it's in there, that's where it comes out of.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes out of there, it works every time. Regardless. All right. Zechariah 4. Verse 7. Or verse 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So it's not by man's might, not by man's power. That's what's understood here, you understand? Not by the might of an army or the might of valiant men, but by my spirit. So the solution was by his spirit. And if the solution was by his spirit, the solution must have been in his spirit. Right? And look what he says here. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Verse 7, Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt... Why don't you name your kid Zerubbabel? It's kind of funny. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof. How? With shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. So how is he going to have the thing come out of the spirit, or how is he going to go into the spirit? It's the same way if the thing comes out of the spirit and fixes the problem, or you go into the spirit and it fixes the problem, but whatever comes out of the spirit will fix the problem every time. How is this going to happen? O great mountain, how will you be removed? He shall bring forth the headstone with cryings, with shouting, crying, grace, grace. So he's gonna have to raise his voice and say something. How did Enoch get translated to the next level? He had a saying that pleased God. He had a testimony that pleased God. It's how you go from one glory to the next glory. Are you getting this? He shall bring forth with shoutings, with sayings. You are always standing at a new threshold of faith. We go from faith to faith. You never go backwards. You go, well, why am I always having to use my faith to go forwards? God's a faith God, and you're going from faith to the next level of faith, right? You're always standing at a new threshold. The Spirit comes to you, but you must enter in by faith. How do you enter into the Spirit? By faith. How are you filled with the Spirit? By faith speaking. How do we use our faith? With our words. We speak words. How did Zerubbabel do it? By speaking. You're knowing him that comes from the beginning, or was from the beginning. The Spirit comes to you, but you must enter in. And if it comes out of the Spirit, it will work every time by faith. You speak your way forward. Almost done here. You speak your way forward. Always. If Enoch went to the final level of glory and passed over by speaking and his testimony pleasing God, we're gonna have to do the same thing. We're gonna have to speak our way forward. You speak your way in by what you say. Are you here? Go to Matthew. You can handle some more. Again, I've said it several weeks in a row now, but sometimes you've got to plow these things, right? And you keep plowing until you're done at the end. You don't stop midstream. You got to plow to the end of the row, and then you turn around and you go right back, right next to it again, and you keep plowing until the whole field's ready. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you Matthew?
Yes.
Matthew 17. The transfiguration of Jesus. Does that have anything to do with anything? Yeah, he was transfigured. One thing I want to bring out here quickly. Matthew chapter 17, let's look at verse 5. Here's Peter. Well, let's just read it. You all right with that? 17 verse 1, and after 6 days Jesus takes Peter, James, and John his brother and brings them up to a high mountain apart and was transfigured, or changed, or the word is literally metamorphosized, right? Transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And the reality here is he probably just could have left right from there, said, I'm done with these dudes, I'm out of here, I don't want to go back down the mountain. My idea is that he was up there many times at night after he got done with the crowds of people. He's like, I gotta get away from here. And he said he'd go spend all night in the hills, right?
Yeah.
Transfigured before them, his face did shine as the sun, his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them, unto who? James, John, Peter, right? And pulled it, because he was already appeared unto Jesus, he was talking with them, right? Behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make the three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. Verse 5, while he yet what?
Spake.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. Now, I know it says more there, but just pay attention. While he spake, what happened? A cloud enveloped him. Why did the cloud envelop him? Because he was speaking. Do you see? He entered into the cloud by speaking. What was in the cloud? It was the glory of God. It was a light that shined around, and obviously gave him some revelation as he went on there. You understand?
Yes.
But how are we going to get into the cloud for the revelation we need? While he yet spake. Zerubbabel spake. Are you getting this? You speak your way forward. You speak your way in. How did Enoch speak into the final level of glory? But I mean, how did he get into the final level? By speaking. I gave away the answer. By speaking. How do you go from glory to glory? By speaking. Faith. While he yet spake. Right? So miraculous provision is your heritage. You getting this? Bear with me if you can. I'd like to finish this up. And again, we're establishing things here. We need to go here. You know, should it be okay for adults to sit down for a while? Right? How about little kids? How long do they got? Oh, they got to get up. They always got to go to the bathroom. Right? Almost done. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Was that a good translation?
Yes.
It could have said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see any more sickness. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see any more poverty. Are you here? Is that a level of glory?
Yes.
Is it a level of knowing the Holy Ghost? Mm-hmm. Yes. And was not found because God had translated him, for before, say before.
Before,
before his translation, he had these words, words that pleased God. How do you get translated? How do you enter into the cloud? How do the things come out of the cloud? The glory? By your words. But, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God, right?
Yeah.
You're coming to him, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Who rewards you? God, the Holy Ghost. That he is God, and that he's the one rewarding you, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him. He rewards you with glory. Are you here? Because the glory provides. I won't take you there, but Hebrews 6:5 says, we've tasted the good word of God. If you've tasted the good word of God, what does that mean? You've tasted faith. And the powers of the world to come, what would that be? The power of glory, the power of everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been down these, and we got a whole series out there. many messages on the powers of the world to come, but we are at the threshold of the powers of the world to come. We are the church of the last days. We're stepping over, we're beginning to taste and see the powers of the world to come, and we're being changed from one glory to the next. There's a paradigm shift where we'll stop working on the powers that are over here to the powers that are over there. And I've told you this before, we're not going to be translated from this glory to that glory by powers that are over here. It will be by the power.
You're still alive. Two more minutes.
We're going from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. You understand? What if we got to the place and there was no more levels of glory to go to over here? We've exhausted them. Where do we have to go? The next one, translated like Enoch in the faith chapter 11:5. Do you understand? How are we ever going to get there? Oh, that's impossible. Well, don't worry about it. But somebody's got to go there, and we have the word that will take us there. But we have to be translated from glory to glory first, to glory to glory. Are you getting this?
Yes.
What if there was no more levels of glory here to step into or to go from? Because we go from glory to glory, from one glory to the next glory, right? We've exhausted all that's over here. What remains? Only one glory left, and that's the big one. But at that point, it won't be the big one, will it?
What does Galatians 6:8 say? Sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reap.
I said if you reap from the Spirit, it will work every time. We sow to the Spirit, and of the Spirit reap what? Everlasting life. What is the main power in heaven that all heaven operates on?
Everlasting
life. It's the life that lives itself. What do we reap? Everlasting life. When we sow to the Spirit, we reap of the Spirit everlasting life. We reap a level of glory in that area, whatever we were sowing. What if we're sowing worship to the Spirit, knowing Him that was from the beginning? We reap a level of everlasting life that very few people even know about yet. Are you here? Say, I'm glad he's almost done. But sometimes you gotta just keep bashing things in until you get it, because a lot of people haven't got this. You understand? But there are going to be a people who do. We sow to the Spirit. What do we reap? Everlasting life. What is it? It's a power of the world to come.
Are you not God? Yeah. Well, what are we sowing? So, question: do you require a paradigm shift, or just linear progression?
We require a paradigm shift. That's what it requires. We need to be changed. We don't just progress on the same level. We have to go to the next level. Worshiping the Holy Ghost is a paradigm shift. I have preached on this. I'm not blue in the face, and I don't intend to be blue in the face. But when you worship the Holy Ghost, it is literally a paradigm shift. It takes you from one level to the next level, and it opens your eyes to be able to see Him that is from the beginning. And without that, frankly, I don't believe that people are going to be able to go to what I'm talking about.
I don't know about you, I require a paradigm shift. Not,
you don't understand, linear progression is just step. It's like addition. Paradigm shift is multiplication. You understand? Not baby step. How many of you done this? If you would actually do it, even people online, if you would actually sit and worship the Holy Ghost, I worship you, Holy Ghost, I worship you, Holy Ghost, and do it for a period of time, do it every day, He will literally make a paradigm shift in you. Things will be completely different.
One more scripture. Say yes, one more, just one more. Psalms 34. and I'll be done. I'll feel like I was able to get what I needed to across. You've been doing very well. Psalms 34. Come on, Psalms 34, there you go. Psalms 34, let's look at verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Now, we've talked about fear before. I've preached on it many times. What can we use there for the word fear?
Worship.
Fear the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship who? Who's the Lord God in our day? Who should we now have a revelation of who is God in the earth today? Right? As we're growing up, we'll know him that's from the beginning, the Holy Ghost. Worship the Holy Ghost, you his saints, for there is no want to them that worship him. Now, if there is no want to those that worship him, worshiping him must contain no want. Are you getting it? Same thing. Let me say this again. There therefore must be no want in worshiping the Spirit. If you worship the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, you have no want, then no want must have come out of through the mechanism of worshiping the Spirit. Are you here?
Yes.
I don't know if I got that across, but I tried a couple times anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all provision in worshiping the Spirit. No want. What if these are parts of your want to be translated and transfigured from glory to glory? It's in worshiping the Spirit. It's in the Spirit. He's the one who does it. Anyway, let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you for keeping these people and guarding them and bringing them into a place of Holy Ghost worship and being transformed and translated from glory to glory. I speak those things into their life right now, and I claim that fruit, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.